Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's The Truth, According to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, According to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth.
Paul, whenever you went through the colonoscopy yesterday, Kirby has his own medical story. This one titled, Oh, the Wonders of Medicine. In the late summer of 1990, Kirby had the distinct honor of experiencing said wonders when he was hospitalized with a mysterious ailment. Forced to submit to mutual testing and probings, including an MR.
Aliens?
Mutual testing.
It says mutual.
Yeah.
Probing.
What did you mean to say there?
Multiple.
Sorry. Forced to submit to multiple testing and probes, including an MRI, a CAT scan, and both an upper and lower GI. What was the cause of all this trouble?
I wish you just stopped it there and I had to guess.
Yeah. give one guess. Give one guess before we give the choices.
The alien body invasion.
Okay.
Swallowed a Bic lighter.
Was it an alien body invasion? No. Was it tainted late night oysters from a lakefront marina restaurant and bar? Was it mistakenly eating a dish containing mushrooms, triggering an allergic reaction? Or drinking tainted water from an outdoor water fountain while playing night golf?
I just love that two of them involve tainting. Tainted stuff. Tainted oysters. I mean, do we have a time frame on this? Did you offer one in the
summer of 1990?
Summer of 1990.
What a hell of a summer it was, too.
Kirby, what was your line of work in 1990, if I may ask?
I worked for Third National Bank.
Third National. So you were the mail boy.
I was the assistant property
assistant
manager.
To the property manager. Let's get it straight.
I was designing exterior properties and handling 52 branches in Middle Tennessee and Northern Alabama.
You were designing exterior properties?
So architect.
Designing exterior projects and or upgrades for our properties and then all any number of other things we were doing.
Kirby's the first architect to not go to school to be an architect.
So this means basically he was hanging lights and picking flowers.
Several blueprints with my name on
them. Why is this not another truth according to Kirby? We're ruining them.
Okay.
Several blueprints.
I'm going to apply something called... Here, your microphone back. I'm going to apply
blueprints.
Kirby designed the Fidelity Federal building.
Yeah, right. The Bat building has his name on it. He came up with the two ears. That was his idea.
He designed half of Athens, Alabama.
Hold your mic near your face.
This city is standing because Kirby designed the city footprint.
They were thinking about
if you're in a building that's more than two stories tall, you're in that because of Kirby Allen Kirby.
They thought,
just know that right now.
Much of it motivated by the moonshine he found in that one hotel room.
The Bat building was Kirby's design.
That's what I said.
It was actually built on a former Third National Bank purchasing department property.
They thought about renaming it Kirbyville, but it just narrowly failed in the council. I'm going to apply something, Kirby, that we call logic here. In 1990, I don't think you were making enough to eat oysters. Oysters are expensive. I think the salary of being the guy who chose the light fixture outside of the door, which you call architectural design.
Art Vandalay. Vandalay.
I always wanted to be a fake architect. Kirby accomplished that, George Costanza.
Yes. Many blueprints have his name on.
One night he just
because the architect let him sign.
Yeah, he went on a rampage. He just started signing blueprints. I don't think you were eating oysters unless somebody was treating you to oysters, which you could have conned somebody into buying you a lot of oysters. Mushroom allergy? I like that. I say I have a mushroom allergy. I'm actually just allergic to the idea of eating fungus. So I hate mushrooms. Tainted water fountain while you were playing night golf. I prefer to picture it as night frisbee. I don't know why that appeals to me.
All this golf that Kirby's played, it hasn't made him any better.
Yeah. Night, day.
1990, she was playing at night. What do you think it is, Paul? I think it's the tainted oysters at the marina. I'm not going to tell you why either, because I think I'm right.
Yeah.
You've already ruled out boys.
I'm going to go with the tainted water fountain for no reason.
For no reason, he goes with the tainted water on the golf course. Kirby, today's truth, please.
Well, there are two parts to this answer. A, it was the tainted water cooler.
Woo-hoo!
Look at that. Hey, you big twit, we just did this about 9 months ago.
What?
The same question?
The exact same question, but that time you hadn't had a colonoscopy. So he calls
Colin.
Texted me last night, so I had to come up with one. You couldn't remember.
Colin Farrell.
A Colin Cowherd oscopy.
So you asked me the same exact question?
Almost the exact same thing. Almost the same.
It was Colin a different spin on the story.
Well, I got it right. So I don't know what you're bitching about.
You couldn't remember it. I told him, like, there's no way you'd remember
it. I don't memorize these stupid things.
Colonoscopy.
Colin.
See, I thought it was going to be oysters because I thought he got the idea when we were at the marina recently. Like, sometimes I think he had to have this idea spring in his head and tell Hutton, I've got a good truth. And I was thinking it was food at the marina.
Here is the truth. Yesterday, I sent him a text. I said, hey, we're going to be out at, he knew this, we're going to be out at the Titans locker room tomorrow. Paul had a colonoscopy today.
Colin.
Do you have a story or a truth that coincides with a story we could tie into that? He's like, yes. And this was what he had.
Came, he checked
the
his
GI
files. He
problem.
Checked his files. He looked up last year's colonoscopy medical issue, and boom, here he is.
I provided.
Have you, in 1990, were you making enough money to eat oysters?
Yes.
Paul, your thoughts?
I had a personal parking space, a receptionist, a secretary, a 12th floor office.
You had a secretary?
Overlooking the river.
Oh, what's her name? What was her name?
Her name is Alice.
Alice?
Is she available?
Is she alive?
For a guest spot?
Is she still living? Was she with us?
We're all thinking the same way.
I doubt it.
Can you look her up? Because if she is, we have to have her. We're
fired.
Laura, get her first and last name so we can see if we can find her on social media.
Dude,
no, she wouldn't be on social media. She was 60 years old when she would be
Kirby
90.
Was the architect.
Kirby's like, she's definitely dead, all right? She's definitely dead.
Did she drink any of this tainted water?
Pardon me?
No, here's what I think. When you first said I had a special parking spot, I think, that's what they give people instead of money.
You're absolutely right in a lot of senses, because they do like to slap another couple syllables onto your title in lieu of
So give us your full title in 1990. Because you just named off a ton of jobs.
Mailboy.
Okay, I would have to go find my business card.
To the best of your recollection.
Assistant property manager, Third National Bank.
Plus architect.
Well, no, as a property manager, you were also designing property. We had a woman who designed
the interior. It sounds like a landlord. Like you like did a lot of work around the building. Like, property manager?
I would go out once a month.
Like you were assistant landlord?
No.
No?
Nonsense.
That's what it sounds like.
You would go out and
branches.
Do what?
I worked
so you
in the
went
downtown.
And worked on all the different buildings?
I didn't work on any of them. I went and checked on them and assigned crews to take care of whatever needed to be done.
Okay.
Designed improvements and or
gotcha.
When we remodeled was right there in the design process. Set up like, you know, how like cubicles are laid out, or like we did an asbestos abatement on a Murfreesboro Road. Or
if like a water line broke,
the ingress and egress of the St. Thomas Hospital, Third National, or SunTrust.
You were doing
brand.
Great
I designed
this. Why didn't you stay in this business instead of coming here?
I hated the bureaucracy. You know. I literally was tired of spending 8 months on a project, getting the bids in, writing it all up, getting all these different vendors and or contractors to offer up a bid. Awarding the bid, and then some cheesemo over on Hobbs Road deciding, they're going to spend $10 over there instead of here, and the entire thing coming to a screeching halt while the powers that be decided how they could appease the idiot at the Hobbs Road branch. And one day, I had just had enough.
He hated the Hobbs
Road. Did you see how a podcast with Kirby would be so good? Just talking about this, like I could sit here and talk to Kirby for an hour just on his job there. It's great. I love it.
That's why we have the truth according
some
to Kirby.
Some cheesemo over on Hobbs Road.
Every truth according to Kirby question turns into a deeper story within Kirby Allen Kirby's life. And that is why when we're on the road, he's the fourth co-host.
Deep in the catacombs.
Kirby, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And nothing against anybody over at Hobbs Road.
He hates the people at Hobbs Road.